Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 17th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 20, year B. Our readings today, Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31, Psalm 1, the Epistle of James, chapter 3, beginning from verse 13 to chapter 4, verse 3, and then verses 7 to 8a, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 30 to 37. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come because you have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because you are worthy. We have come because you are here. Lord, empower us with your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge your presence and to worship you alone. Amen. Lord, all your people of every time and place have longed to worship you and give you the worship that you deserve. We praise you, O King, whose name will be praised forever and ever. You are our Lord, whose greatness will outlast all our generations. We honor you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Our minds cannot comprehend you. Our thoughts cannot contain you. Our lives are a poor reflection of your holiness, glory, and love. Lord, may our worship declare your mercy. May our praise confess your worth. And may our prayers demonstrate your trustworthiness and love. We pray that your Holy Spirit might equip us and lead us to the throne of grace. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 313, God of Grace and God of Glory.
Tears and dust.
We pray the collect for Proper 20, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Our Choice. Our Choice. One of the Creator's special gifts of love to humankind was the gift of free will, the ability to choose. Adam and Eve had a choice. They could choose to obey God, or they could choose to do as they please. In the face of the temptation of the devil, they chose to disobey God and eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Genesis chapter 2, verse 17. Their disobedience brought punishment. To the woman, God said, I will greatly increase your pangs in childbirth. In pain you shall bring forth children. Yet your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you. To the man, God said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife, cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Genesis chapter 3, verses 16 to 19. All our choices have consequences. The pattern emerged. Disobedience to God leads to pain, suffering, evil, and death, while obedience leads to blessings. During their journey in the wilderness, Moses put before the children of Israel a choice. Moses said to them in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 26 to 28, see, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandment of the Lord your God that I am commanding you today. And the curse, if you do not obey the commandment of the Lord your God, but turn from the way that I am commanding you today to follow other gods that you have not known. That indeed has been the outcome of our choices. Blessings if we obey God, curses, evil, wickedness, sin, and eternal death for disobedience to God's word and God's will. Before taking the children of Israel into the land of promise, Joshua, the successor of Moses, outline to them all that God did for them as they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Then Joshua gave them a choice. Joshua said to the people, "Now therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve." Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15. Joshua and his household chose to serve the Lord. That has always been our choice. To serve God, that is to obey God's word and do God's will, or serve the world and the gods of the world and follow the way of evil, wickedness, lovelessness, and death. The way of God, as Jesus affirms, leads to life. Life in all its fullness. John chapter 10, verse 10. The way of the world leads to sin. And Paul, in his letter to the Romans chapter 6, verse 23, reminds us that the wages of sin is death, eternal death. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, reminds us that no one can serve two masters. For a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and the world. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. Therefore, we must make a choice. There is no opportunity for us to sit on the fence, to be neutral. Jesus reminds us, "He who is not with me is against me." In the normal scheme of things, we make choices which will be, we think, in our best interests. Choices which will enhance our lives. And so, daily, we have an important choice before us. To choose between following the way of God or the way of the world. And so we should reflect on the evidence of the result of the choices that were made before our time. In our psalm today, Psalm 1, out of Israel's experience, the psalmist provides us with the result of each choice. The psalmist writes, "Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all they do, they prosper." Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. Those who choose to follow the way of God will always have life-giving water from God available to them, and their activities would always bear fruit at the right time. They will always flourish. God will prosper and bless all their efforts. In other words, those who choose to follow the way of God will always have whatever they need to produce good works for God. They will lead productive lives, and by God's standards, they will prosper. They will therefore be storing up for themselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Matthew chapter 6, verse 20. Those who choose to follow the way of God will have everlasting treasure. Those who choose to follow the way of the world, the psalmist says in Psalm 1, verses 4b to 6, are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. The psalmist concludes, the way of the wicked will perish. The wicked will be present for a time. They will leave a temporary impression which will soon fade away. Our choice, therefore, blessings or curse. As we strive to be intentional disciples of Christ, we must be aware that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we must keep our focus on our Master. In our Gospel today, Jesus has recently spoken to his disciples about the cost of discipleship. He spoke to them about denying self, taking up a cross daily, and following him. Mark chapter 8, verse 34. What were they discussing as they continued their journey? Who is the greatest? The disciples are in the presence of true greatness, and they are talking about greatness. Jesus, is the greatest, but he lived the life of humility and calls his disciples to humility. So Jesus warns them that God's way is not man's way. In Mark chapter 9, verse 35, Jesus says, whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all. God's way is not the world's way. In the world, all fight to be first. In God's scheme of things, those who choose God will strive to serve and serve with love. Every day, we are called to make choices. To choose to serve God as intentional disciples of Christ, or to serve the world in a life that loves evil and wickedness. James, in his epistle, reminds us that the wisdom from below, that is, from the world, is born of envy and selfish ambition, which leads to disorder and all variety of wickedness. James chapter 3, verse 16. And all of that leads to conflicts, disputes, and murder. Chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. On the other hand, James invites us to seek wisdom from above, from God, which is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. James chapter 3, verse 17. Choosing the world and to follow the way of the world leads to sin and death. Choosing God leads to life in all its fullness and the promise of eternal life. Let us pray that with the guidance, direction, and empowerment of the Holy Spirit, we will daily be able to choose life and blessings by choosing good instead of evil, love instead of hatred, and God instead of the world. Let us pray that we will always be able to say like Joshua, "As for me, I will serve the Lord." Let us pray. We are bending our knees in the eye of the Father who created us, in the eye of the Son who purchased us, in the eye of the Spirit who cleansed us, in friendship and affection. Through thine own anointed one, O God, bestow upon us fullness in our need, love towards God, the affection of God, the smile of God, the wisdom of God, the grace of God, the fear of God, and the will of God, to do on the world of the three as angels and saints do in heaven, each shade and light, each day and night, each time in kindness. Give us your Spirit. Amen. Cleanse our minds, O Lord, we beseech you, of all anxious thoughts for ourselves, that we may learn not to trust in the abundance of what we have, save as tokens of your goodness and grace, but that we may commit ourselves in faith to your keeping, and devote all our energies, the energies of our soul, mind, and body, to the work of your kingdom and the furthering of the purposes of your divine righteousness, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Most high and gracious God, enlighten the darkness of our hearts and give us a true faith, a certain hope, and a perfect love. Give us a sense of the divine and knowledge of yourself, so that we may do everything in fulfillment of your holy will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have the hymn Songs of Fellowship 1120. Will you come and follow me?
Call your name. Will you go where you don't know and never be alone?
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And we pray that you will go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the love of the Father enfold us, the wisdom of the Son enlighten us, the fire of the Holy Spirit inflame us, and may the blessing of the Triune God rest upon us and abide with us now and evermore. Amen. And we pray that you will have a Spirit-filled, productive week, that you will continue daily to worship, to wash your hands, to wear your mask, and to watch your distance. And please, be safe.